Since today is Tuesday, don't forget you can get 2 Brussels sprout surprises for the price of 1 in the cafeteria, in honor of our long-term head cook, Laura Jean. Tomorrow marks the start of our seasonal fundraiser to raise funds for... I don't seem to have that information, but I'm sure there's a great reason for the raising of funds in the form of a... fundraiser. Look for the mango-colored information sheet arriving soon in your classroom. Or better yet, check the Dudley Junction Junior High website. Your cell phones or email. This just in. The mango-colored sheets will only be provided on an as-needed basis for the fundraising effort to raise funds in the form of a fundraiser. Now that that's out of the way, tighten up your proverbial thinking caps and climb learning's Mount Everest. For as the beloved Dr. Seuss said, the more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. You should probably get going. Carry on.
Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of Dudley Junction, Her Words Changed History. In the basement of Dudley Junction Junior High, an eccentric Mr. Donovan develops unusual teaching tools to help students who struggle in certain subjects. If the truth were known, Mr. Donovan has had his own learning challenges. But that is a different story for a different time. Dex, Bailey, and Mason have been the first to use Mo 2.0, a holographic chamber that allows students to take part in historic events, meet historic people, and explore historic places without ever really leaving the school.
My goodness, is it Thursday already?
Yep.
Then that can mean only one thing.
What's that, Mr. Donovan?
I forgot to go home last night. Truth is, it might explain my lack of clarity with this morning's announcements.
I was wondering about that.
I received a status report on how you're doing in history. It's like a complete turnaround. I imagine your moms are most pleased.
Yeah, it's nice not to be reminded of how important the grade is.
Well, we're not really talking right now.
Well, that can't be good.
I thought you'd say that.
Oh, my mom made me a peanut butter and pastrami sandwich.
Oh, ew.
Hey, I used a breath mint.
And we are all very grateful, Mason. Very.
Wait a minute. You only asked about our moms.
You seem suspicious, Bailey.
Well, if you really wanted to include everyone, wouldn't you have said parents instead of just mom?
But not everyone has a dad at home.
That's true, but you could have said family. But you said mom.
Well, all right. You're correct. I had ulterior motives.
What does that mean, exactly?
It means I said mom on purpose.
Okay, but the real question is, why?
For the answer, you will need to take this calibration pretest.
A test? On Mother's Day?
Yes, unless this is April 1st, in which case it could be a joke. No, calendar says it's not a joke.
The last two adventures were perfect for guys. This seems too girly.
Girly?
No offense.
Too late. I'm offended.
Whoa. Now before I'm forced to banish you from Mo 2.0, let me say there are things anyone can learn from this history holographic hiatus. Question number one goes to Mason. What month is Mother's Day?
May?
Great. You know what to do. Dex, what do most moms want for Mother's Day?
Some help around the house?
No, actually it's an iPad. Not sure why. Still, I will ask you to engage phase 2. And you, Miss Bailey, according to a recent survey, what country is the best for being a new mom?
Finland! Maybe.
Well, they were in 6th place, but the number one spot went to Norway. Now, if you'll press that button, you can head all the way back to the 1870s to watch the moment the idea for Mother's Day first entered the mind of young Anna Jarvis. So smile for the camera, and away you go.
Is everything all right, Anna?
No. Everything is not all right. Do you see how hard Mama works?
Yes, I do.
Does anyone else?
I don't know, Anna. Why are you so upset?
Because it's just not right, Lily.
Mama has always taught us to do our best, even if nobody notices.
I know, Lily, but people should notice. Who is it? Who's there?
I'm sorry. Maybe we're lost.
It's a church. Anyone can come, even lost people.
I'm sorry if I spoke out of turn.
I'm not sure what you mean, but I think moms should be celebrated.
Yes. Yes, they should.
I don't like that look, Anna. She always gets that way when she has a grand idea.
I suppose I do.
Well, my name is Dex, and this is Mason and Bailey.
It's very nice to meet you.
Anna? Lily? I have the Sunday school program ready. We should be heading home now.
We must be going.
Maybe we'll meet again.
Maybe.
Mr. Donovan has never sent us to talk to little kids before.
That was kind of weird.
I don't know. I thought they were kind of cute.
You would. You're a girl.
That's why we must be vigilant in helping women live more humanely and giving them credit for what they do. My own mother started clubs that helped the common woman find dignity and respect in our world. She recently passed on. In her honor, I suggest setting aside a day for mothers, once a year. It seems a small price to pay to honor the woman who has nurtured and guided us. And yes, the one who remains with us, even with their passing.
Perhaps we should let the message rest with the audience for a few days.
Perhaps you're right. I just don't understand why they can't embrace what is so obviously an appropriate gesture of gratitude.
Anna? Lily?
I'm sorry, do we know you?
Oh, you remember Anna. We met them at the church all those years ago.
That is impossible, Lily. That was more than 30 years ago. And while they were older than we were then, they're now much younger.
Are you trying to start Mother's Day?
That's why we're here, isn't it?
Mother's Day? What a beautiful thought. Don't you agree?
I hadn't really thought of a name, but it is perfect. And the idea isn't altogether new. Julia Ward Howe suggested something like this. But if for no other reason than my own mother, it should be remembered. I am committed to this cause of remembrance.
This is so wonderful.
Was it something we said?
I'm going with the need for deodorant.
Hey,
you got that right. Clothespin, please.
Can't you see that there could be no harm in setting aside a single day for our nation's mothers?
Yes, well, we all love our mothers, Miss Jarvis. But what can be the practical purpose of a singular day to commemorate someone we are all aware of? Mothers are a tremendous asset, to be sure, but if we set aside a day for mothers, must we also set aside one for fathers, children, pet goats?
Surely you are not suggesting that the pet goat can be considered in the same category as mothers.
Not in the least, Miss Jarvis. I'm simply stating that if we allow for this holiday, we open a Pandora's box. I can see that there would be no end to the commotion that would be caused by such a declaration.
Mr. Carlton!
My patience wears thin, Miss Jarvis.
Then let me say that when you were a babe, there was a special degree of care offered at the hands of your mother.
Care for which I remain grateful.
Then what can prevent you from joining with me to make the day one for which all of us acknowledge the most excellent gift of motherhood?
Miss Jarvis, you do argue your points well. Perhaps in another time and place you should have considered a role in politics. As it stands, I am no longer disposed to speak of the matter. You may see yourself out.
Miss Jarvis? Where's Lily?
Bailey. You never seem to age, child.
Thank you, but where is Lily?
Lily has not been feeling well, but the war for a day for mothers continues.
I believe in you, Miss Jarvis.
Well, thank you, child. I wish others had similar faith. Is one day too much to ask?
I don't think so.
Thanks for the encouragement, child. Neither do I.
Bailey, is that you?
Yes, Anna.
Please, come in. I have the most exciting news.
I brought my friends.
Yes, well, bring them too.
I don't feel very appreciated.
Oh, don't misunderstand, boys. For reasons I can't explain, I feel much more at ease with Bailey.
You know, stab in the dark, but probably because she's a girl.
You could be right, Mason.
You said you had some news?
I do. This, my dear girl, is a letter from the Honorable Ira E. Robinson. He leads at Andrew's church. The letter says that they are setting aside the second Sunday of May each year as Mother's Day. Furthermore, it says the resolution was immediately adopted by the church. And from this time forth, the Andrews Methodist Episcopal Church will become the Mother Church of Mother's Day.
That's wonderful.
It is, isn't it? And from here, it's only a few steps away from being adopted throughout our great country.
Oh, it will.
Thank you for your confidence, Dex.
You're welcome.
There will be a day for mothers. You just wait and see.
Welcome back from the deep recesses of American history.
Thanks, Mr. Nonovan. This was my favorite adventure so far.
A bit too girly for me.
Yes, well, when the story is about a girl, I suppose that stands to reason.
I was surprised by how hard Anna worked to get the holiday established.
Yes, she did work very hard.
Okay, I'm ready.
For what?
To find out the bits and pieces of the story we didn't get to experience.
Really?
Really.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, pull up a chair and let's talk. Did you know that in 1914, the U.S. government considered an amendment that sought to give women more rights? And while it did not pass, the work of Anna Jarvis did cause lawmakers to compromise on one point.
What was that?
On May 8th, lawmakers passed a joint resolution that carved out the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day.
So was it really a victory then?
Yes. And no.
What do you mean?
Well, the resolution did state that on Mother's Day, Americans should display the American flag as a public expression of our love and reverence for the mothers of our country. This was followed by a proclamation by President Woodrow Wilson making Mother's Day an official national holiday.
That sounds like a win to me.
Yes, but not the way Anna Jarvis saw it. The holiday quickly became very commercial, which was not at all what Miss Jarvis wanted. In her mind, it was to be a day to honor mothers with personal gifts of gratitude and kindness. What she discovered was that the holiday became another way for business owners to make money in the name of a holiday experience.
Why was that a problem?
Yeah, every holiday has stuff you can buy.
That is true. But for Miss Jarvis, the holiday was so personal and commemorated one who had fought so hard for the women she knew that it seemed almost disrespectful to consolidate the holiday into another opportunity to spend money instead of giving time and respect.
I guess that makes sense.
Anna did not have children, nor was she married. Her entire mission was based on her love for her own mother.
She worked on this her whole life? For her mom?
So it would seem.
I think I have some apologizing to do.
Let me guess. That question of disrespect at home?
You could say that.
Well, all right. You're being disrespectful at home.
Can we move on?
I don't know. That was kind of fun. It's like hitting the replay button on the DVR.
Awkward.
Let's move on to your assignment.
My least favorite part.
Did you have something to say, Dex?
No, I'm good.
I would like for you to put together a media presentation on what Mother's Day would look like today if Miss Anna Jarvis had gotten her way.
No commercialism?
That would be part of it, but there is more.
Like what?
Well, do you remember anything else about the way she wanted to celebrate the day?
With personal gifts of gratitude.
Well done, Bailey. Well done. I've cleared it up with the principal, and you will be given time to make the presentation in the auditorium. And I've enlisted the help of the arts department to create homemade gifts and a program specifically for your mom.
Seriously? This seems like a big project.
Aren't you glad to have some help?
Sure.
Oh, and Dex, I'd like you to deal with that bit of disrespect with your mom. Let me know how it goes. and then you can get started with your history project.
I figured that might be a condition.
Oh, but the good news is there are more adventures and more history just waiting to be discovered in Mo 2.0.
You've been listening to the Misfits audio presentation of Dudley Junction, Her Words Changed History. Our cast includes Glenn Haskell as Mr. Donovan and Mr. Carlton, Ryan Haskell as Dex, Monty Klecker as Mason, Destiny Garza as Bailey, Janessa Cooper as Older Lily, Dan Raymond as narrator.
This episode also featured Chloe Daynard as Anna, Joni Daynard as Lily, Donnie Maloyevich as Older Anna, and Katie Daynard as Mom.
Dudley Junction, Her Words Changed History was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell, with creative input from Ryan Haskell, Monty Klecker, and Destiny Garza. Executive producer and webmaster, Captain John Tadrazak. Art direction by Libby G. Theme music, Call to Adventure, by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Dudley Junction, Her Words Changed History, was developed to salute the women who bring life into this world, change their diapers, hold them, feed them, and give them the courage to begin life apart from Mom. Anna Jarvis was relentless in her pursuit of a day to honor moms. And while she was negatively vocal about what the day had ultimately become, her efforts did lead to a greater recognition of the role women play in our society. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. Any similarities to historical figures was intended, although dialogue and the remaining characters were entirely fictional. I'm your narrator, Dan Raymond. This is an original production by Misfits Audio. Copyright 2016. All rights reserved.